Gully, do you have a core belief that either you're responsible or you're playful?
I do.
And you can't be both?
I did. I want to say I did. I did have that core belief.
Today, we're going to crack down on that either, and we're going to help you integrate play and responsibility.
Integration. It's all about integration. Those either's, those separate thoughts. No, it's not either this or that. It can be both.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
And I'm Gilly Romanelli.
And this is the
Potential State.
And today we're continuing in the either series, and we're going to be cracking today on responsible or playful.
Yes, maybe.
Exactly. They can be both. So why do people have that split? And a lot of people have that because a lot of people have discovered have this core belief that being big or being an adult means heavy, rigid, responsible, and playful is like la 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 la.
Yes, silly, not serious, just kind of like, you know, out there.
So for the people who want to be out there and silly and playful, they're like, well,
I don't want like heavy bureaucracy. I don't want to do like mundane tasks. I want to be like a free spirit.
Exactly. And that keeps them small and reactive and they don't move up. They don't take on bigger projects. They want that freedom, but they're actually limited. They're glass ceiling. They're hitting a glass ceiling of their own fear of being big. And that actually keeps them frustrated and small.
Frustrated.
Exactly. So Well,
as somebody who has that core belief and who the way it surfaced was that through an argument that we had because
I asked you to like do something or
I don't hold the bureaucracies. Like I don't hold the passports. We did an episode about that. I don't hold any of like the like paper or stuff. Anything that has like a paper trail, I don't hold. I don't want to hold any of it. And we had an argument because the sale holds all of it. And that's like really heavy stuff, right? Like mortgage and finances and bills. And at some point, I think he made a comment to me and I said, well, you want me to stay playful, right? And that surfaced this either that I had, that I was either responsible or I was playful. And then we began to kind of dig a little bit and unpack that.
And then since we started talking about that, I started seeing it also in the clinic. And I remember once I was supervising this therapist and she was very colorful and playful, but she kept being reactive. Like the clients kept leading her. And I kept saying, why aren't you taking control? And then she said, like, but if I take control, I'll be rigid and they'll think I'm heavy. And I don't want to be heavy. I want to be playful and full of life. So once again, this either is more common than we think.
And it limits us. What's interesting, though, is that since it has surfaced between us, I think one of the first steps to kind of unpacking it is seeing also where you don't have that either, where you do take responsibility, right? Because we are, at the end of the day, functioning adults in the world. I'm a functioning adult. I'd like to think I am, at least. So where are the places where I do integrate the two, where I am responsible but maintain my playfulness?
Where did you get that either from? Where do you think that you got that either from?
I think I got that either from my family. I was kind of always the silly, funny, playful one that made the lighthearted jokes. And my sister was much more the caring, responsible one, like really the go-getter, GSD type. And I was just like in my own little world, thanks to her.
And now what's happening as we're realizing this, I'm seeing you kind of try to tackle how do you stay responsible? How do you become big and playful?
Do I play responsibly?
Nice. So how do you play responsibly? How can you soften this either? First of all, share this episode with your partner. You probably have a partner that has similar core beliefs or complementary core beliefs. Reflect on this. If you have this core belief, if you have this either, what are you gaining and what are you losing? How is that stopping you? How is that preventing you in your life? And then start small. Take little projects and try to maintain a sense of play, vitality, wonder, silliness throughout that. It's going to be softening. It's like drops of water on a rock. It's going to take time to slowly rewire your brain.
I think with play, especially, play is like our bread and butter. And I think that the more I kind of dive into play and its benefits, I realize that it's really important to integrate the two and that through play, you can achieve more and it doesn't have to, you know, be either this or that. But the integration, like the creativity and the creative juices that flow together with responsibly can achieve incredible things. So it's how we really bring the two together.
And that connects to Stuart Brown's book, Play, where he says the opposite of work, the opposite of play is not work. The opposite of play is?
Depression.
And he talks about play and work being together. You want to be more creative. You want to be more efficient. You want to be more successful.
Right.
You have to have play.
Right. You want to be able to problem solve and solution. You have to have play. You have to have that kind of like, ooh, the, you know, all the integration of the top brain, the upstairs brain, downstairs brain, right, left, you know, you have to bring it all together. And play is actually what kind of runs through it all.
So is it responsible or is it playful? The answer is
yes.
Play responsibly. This was Galeeb Romanelli.
And Dr. Estelle Romanelli.
This was The Potential
State. The Potential State.
We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Potential State Podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.